Being what you have called her to be. La Misha. Dos Hun. She is before you in the name of Jesus. You understand the needs of her and her family. You understand the battles that she fights within herself. You understand how she fights fear and how she fights doubt. You understand how she fights the enemy that plagues her, Lord. You understand. Lord, did you send me here? Lord, is this what you want me to do? Lord, I don't know. Where do you want me to go from here? What do you want me to do now? Lord, you understand the questions. And you have the answers. Every footstep has been governed, has been measured out. Every footstep. Measured out. Every breath has been accounted for. Every prayer has been documented. Every desire has been written down. Every need has been fulfilled. I shall never leave you, nor shall I forsake you. Not in your day, not in any day. I shall always be with you. My word is with you.
Understand this correctly, gold represents royalty. I saw footsteps that were there before you got there, but they were footsteps that you were walking in, and the footsteps was filled, it was laid in gold. That we have left. gospel that you can't shake off. This gospel you can't run away from. This gospel that wakes you up in the middle of the morning. This gospel that won't let you sleep. This gospel that you cannot deny. And this gospel that will never leave you because it has become a part of your being. It'd be easier for you to lose an arm than for you to lose the gospel. It's like your cup. No matter how much you scrub, it ain't going nowhere. That's just who you are now. He says, so get your mind right, because I'm not changing mine. He said, now that we've gone through all of that, there are an angel on either side that are protecting you, that see what's coming before you, that see what's ahead of you, and that are guiding you accordingly. That you see them. He said, though, so there is no fear. He said, I have you placed where I want. He said, now you're about to leave. The home base is here. Gotcha. All right, I have to get that. Amen. Sorry if I hurt you here. Amen. Come on, somebody. Yes, somebody need prayer. Come up here. If you don't need it, I'm good. But I'm a Samosan. I can't behold the place. Alright, what's that first name? Oh, there is a young man in India. Thank you. I can't touch it and I can't read it.
There's three requests there.
Okay.
Chandrika and...
Okay, you better read. Read it off. Don't go nowhere. Read those names off.
Baby Ezekiel. Newborn.
That's the cute little baby you sent me.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Follow Samis. Oh, I need Pastor Dre, I need you to stand in for it.
Baby Ezekiel.
Ezekiel?
Ezekiel.
Like the Bible?
Yeah.
What? Have a seat. Pastor stands here. You're standing in for a newborn?
Newborn.
Newborn baby, Ezekiel. I need to cover him. Lavia Altaras. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're standing in for baby Ezekiel. What an awesome name.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God. I wonder if it's too old to change my name. Amen. Oh, amen. Amen. Somebody said I didn't want to ask who that was. Amen. Hey, son of my right hand. Father, we're praying over, we bless you, Lord. We're praying over Ezekiel. What an awesome name. Father, that baby, that beautiful, beautiful baby.
Amen.
Let your angels, Kalosha, cover that child. God! Let your angels comfort that child.
Amen.
Let your power build him up. Let your grace, favors, and mercies forever comfort Ezekiel. That you would get all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory out of his life. Watch over his surroundings and his family, those that love and support him. Keep them safe and in your loving arms, guarded and protected.
that no harm shall come to either of them. Let your perfect, magnificent will be done.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Who's Samia? Who's next?
Alicia Gonzalez, babe in Christ, got delivered out of homosexuality and is under intense spiritual attack for her mind.
Oh, my God. I need somebody to stand in for. What's her name?
Alicia Gonzalez.
Alicia.
Alicia.
Alicia. Alicia. You standing in for me? Ella Osamia Katamia. Allah Shamia. Stand straight. We are praying for Alicia. Alicia. The enemy hates that she came out of that. The enemy hates that she's ministering, trying to understand the gospel of Jesus. The enemy hates that her light so shine before men. The enemy hates that he lost another one.
Amen.
But greater is he that's in us than anything that is in the world. The enemy hates it. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord. We're praying for her covering. We're praying that the Lord will cover her in the name of Jesus. Because we already know that he's going to fight every battle. We already know that he's going to stand with her. We already understand how the enemy attacks. But greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. She's a newborn baby. Come out of homosexuality, which is an abomination unto God. It is unnatural affection. God hates it. God does not condone that. He hates it. It is an abomination. And the fact that she came out, give God praise and magnify God. And the enemy can't stand it. But we are praying for her. We're thanking God for her victory. We're thanking God for showing her the light. We're thanking God for breathing life into her. And we're praying that God will watch over her and protect her. Her environment, her family, those that are helping her, that helped her come out of that lifestyle. And it is, and it will be a transition. And it is not an overnight thing, but God will be with her every step of the way. And the enemy will constantly attack, but angels will constantly fight him back.
Thank you, Jesus.
If you ever hear this, you two, this prayer, Alicia, you need to understand that you are not alone. And we are your family. And we back you up. And the scriptures back you up. Everyone in heaven backs you up. The kingdom of God backs you up. And the enemy can be as mad as he wants to, but he shall not overtake you. Stay strong. Stay in Christ. Don't let the enemy make you think that you've done anything wrong, because you've done everything just right.
Hallelujah.
And we are your family.
Yes.
And we got you.
Yes.
Righteous Father, in the name of Jesus, as Mother Sharon stands for Alicia.
Yes.
We're praying, Father, that you would encourage our daughter.
Yes, Lord.
Encourage her, Lord, so that she can encourage others. Let her light so shine before men that they will see her good work, but give you all the glory and all the honor. Father, no matter what the battle, keep her strong. No matter what's going on in her atmosphere, keep her focused. Let your Holy Spirit that you have placed in her encourage her and build her from the inside out. Fighting every battle, fighting back tears, keeping her strong in you, that she will convince others how great and glorious you are. Touch her heart and her mind. Keep her focused in your glory. Allow your angels to protect her, and no harm will come to her. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, amen. 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 God bless you, Mother. Thank you for standing in for her. Who was a 71-year-old?
Chandrika from India.
Chandrika from India. She is 71 years old. Her grandson... What's her grandson?
Katrick.
Say it again.
Katrick, I think.
Katrick. He's concerned. And he said, we're halfway across the world to pray for my grandmother.
Praise God.
She's 71 years old. We live in India. He said it's 11 and a half hour difference, so it's hard for him to catch us live. He said, but please pray. Mm-hmm. He said, I've been watching and I know this church and I'm a member. And see, y'all don't understand. Y'all don't understand. This is not about a couple of people in a building on a corner. This is a global ministry. People are reaching out for prayer. People are looking for what you take for granted. See, we've had this for years. So we ain't no big deal to a lot of us. But to somebody that don't have this, I need you to stand in for him. And I need Baloshari. I need you to stand in for the grandmother. Sandrika. Mm-hmm. Stand on here. Stand here. You're standing in for the grandson. Katrick.
Yeah.
Katrick. I commend him for reaching out from India.
Yes.
I'm sure there's a few churches between here and India.
Yes.
I'm sure there's a couple. There's probably a couple in India. But he reached out to us. I'm not saying he didn't reach out to anybody else, but I'm saying he reached out to us.
Yes.
Amen. We are not going to disappoint.
Amen.
We're going to do what he asked. He desired a prayer for his grandmother. I'm going to pray for them both. And not just for them too, but for that family.
Yes.
We don't know what all they're dealing with. We don't know the connection here. We know there's a lot we don't know. But we know God.
Amen.
We don't have to be in Patrick's physical presence for God to touch him.
Yes. Amen.
God can touch him and his grandmother from anywhere.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. First for Patrick. First for Patrick. God! Can you take his glasses off? Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we pray for Katrick, we're asking that you would touch his eyes. Give him that spiritual vision. Give him the vision that he needs to see what you have spoken in his heart and in his mind. Help him to understand the fullness that you have for his life. For his atmosphere, for his family, for his grandmother. And Lord, as I touch this brother that stands in for Katrick, I need you to touch Katrick. As we touch this member here, you, my Lord, will touch Katrick there. God! As we lay hands on this minister here, you lay hands on that minister there. As we speak truth into this minister for Katrick here, you speak truth into Katrick there. That he will walk by faith and not by sight. That he will allow you to minister the gospel to his heart and to his mind. That you would give him grace, favor, and mercy. That you watch over not just his grandmother, but his family.
Yes. Yes.
And that you will provide the things in which they need.
Yes.
That your perfect will be done. Follow me, Sadiaf. Now for his mother, grandmother. What's her name?
Chandrika.
Chandrika. Hallelujah. Father, as we stand in the gap for Chandrika, Lord Jesus, help her to feel your presence. as we stand in for her, help her to feel. Help her to feel your breath of life.
Amen.
Halashramis. Whatever the enemy's plans, Lord, we cancel them out by your blood.
Thank you, Lord.
Whatever the enemy's plans, Lord, we cancel them out in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
If there is any sin, not just in her, but in that family.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Ah! If there is anything that is not like you, we rebuke it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus name. Hallelujah.
Because you are more than worthy.
Thank you, Lord.
And
thank
you are
you.
More than able.
Thank you,
Father. La Musa, Lord, healing belongs to you.
Yes.
You told us to ask and it shall be given. You said seek and ye shall find.
Yes.
You told us to knock and that the door shall be opened. You said we have not because we ask.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we're asking.
Thank you.
Not just on our behalf, but on behalf of Patrick, his family, and for Sam.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. To make her an example.
Yes, Lord.
So that others will see you.
Amen.
Make her an example. Harokushan. Make her an example of healing.
Yes.
Make her an example of deliverance.
Yes.
Make her an example of your gospel.
Yes.
Yes. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, Father, as we touch this believer here, you touch Sandrika there.
Yes.
Yes.
As we speak life over this believer here, you speak life over the believer there.
Yes, Lord, thank you.
As we speak healing and deliverance, you speak healing and deliverance.
Hallelujah.
Because you said what is bound on earth is bound in heaven.
Yes.
And what is loose on earth is loose in heaven. In other words, we are agreed on the same thing. So we bind healing to Sandrika.
Yes.
And we loose
yes.
the clutches of the enemy
yes.
from Sandrika.
Yes.
Yes.
We bind faith and hope to Sandrika.
Yes.
And we loose the enemy's clutches yes.
thank you, Lord.
And doubt in her life.
Amen.
We're doing what you said. You said what we bind here is bound here. What we loose here is loose there. Let your will go forth.
Yes.
Let it go.
Yes.
Amen.
From here to India, let it go.
Yes.
From here to India, let it go.
Yes.
Somebody say, from here to India.
From here to India.
Let it go.
Let it go.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
What's bound to her from this realm will be bound to her over there.
Amen.
Halasho. Who else is on the list?
I got some other people.
We want to pray for Jim and Linda Searcy. Jim, Linda, anybody in that family, let us know what's going on. Last we heard, that surgery was successful.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And that there were some intervening, but never like it was.
Yes.
We want to hear a praise report. We need to hear something, Searcy. Y'all family, y'all know how we roll.
Amen.
Amen. I need him and her to stand in for the Searcys. Come on. Jim and Linda, serious believers.
Yes. Yes.
Self shot, serious believers.
Oh, just stand
La Comisi.
Pastor.
Tisemian.
You haven't prayed for the teams yet.
Who?
The teams. You haven't prayed.
Oh, I haven't prayed for the teams yet. Okay, they're next. Thank you. So that's left. That's right. Okay. I know what's left and right. There's a daughter over there. Amen. Hama Odamiyasong. No, has. I know God is real.
Amen.
Linda and Jim and their family. Oh, their boys. Their boys are also affected. I don't know what the enemy is trying to do in that house. But
But God has the victory in that house.
Amen.
Y'all hold hands. But God has the victory in this house. I don't know what the enemy's trying to do, but God has the victory in this house.
Yes. Hallelujah.
How's Donita doing? I know she was sick with a cold. Amen. Linda Searcy. Does anybody remember where they live? Kentucky, Tennessee, Georgia? They live on earth. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Amen. Amen. We pray for no moon people.
It's back down south.
It's back here. Well, it's not in California. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But as the right Reverend Lloyd said, it is on earth. Amen. I'm so glad I got some oil in with my hands on that, but amen. Amen. Always one peanut in the gallery. Always one. Amen. For God is worthy. We're praying for the Searcy family. Not just healing, but complete healing. Sozo, as the Lord spoke into my mind, completed. That's what he spoke. I said complete. He said completed. They love this house. And this house loves them.
Amen.
They've been with us for a long time. Amen. La Osalia Salia. Jim and Linda, and to your family. I think it's a family of boys, right? I think it's a whole family of boys. So Linda got her work cut out
for
her. Amen. Amen. But if we missed a girl, God bless you. But I don't think we did. We pray for that family.
Yes, Lord.
That the attack of the enemy will stop.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Jim will be completely healed. Linda is on some type of dialysis, I think.
Oh, yes.
Chemotherapy. But God can completely heal her. I know, y'all been in this church, y'all know, this ain't no secret, this ain't no surprise, y'all know how God heals folks up in here.
Yes, hallelujah.
We're praying sozo over that family, that's complete healing, spiritual, physical.
Yes, Lord.
Atmosphere, surrounding,
yes.
Complete healing, it's the same prayer as when the woman touched the hem of his garment. It's the same prayer when she touched the hem of his garment. I don't want you to just stop the physical. I don't want just physical healing. I want completed healing. I want completed healing. For not just me, but for my atmosphere. I need completed healing. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bind completed sozo to the Searcy family. We bind it to them. Complete healing. Complete deliverance. Complete deliverance. We bind the completed healing sozo to that family. And we condemn and loose the grip of the enemy in that atmosphere.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Just like you released the grip of the enemy from Job.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
You can release it from the Searcy.
Yes.
Let your perfect will be done.
Yes.
We're doing what you commanded us to do. You're saying what you commanded us to say.
Yes.
We're believing as you commanded us to believe.
Yes.
We're asking the way you commanded us to ask.
Yes.
With faith and assurance.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
We're asking.
Thank you.
We're expecting completeness in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
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 Let me pray for the teenagers now. Did I get the children already?
Yes.
Amen. Is that big little Mike?
Yes.
Amen. That's a big old brother. that's a big chunk of change right there. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y salamia los arrios.
I need one of the when y'all finish hugging Mike, I need some of y'all behind these young people. Pastor Andrea, Reb Ryan, Ray Raymond, Helamia Josavian, Greg, Hamisa, Man, it must be too cold for people to come to prayer this morning. Amen.
That's all right.
We here.
And we thank you.
Amen. Right. I'm going to get mine. Mm-hmm. Maybe they'll get theirs.
I was going to say, and theirs too.
Amen.
Acted out.
Amen.
You didn't want it.
Amen. God bless you, Mike. Amen. How old are you now? About 20, 21?
17.
17, okay. Hold your hand out, son. Hold your hand out. I heard this brother is scholared and honored. Mm-hmm. I heard this dude is smart as a whip. Mm-hmm. Just brilliant.
Wow.
Awesome. I want you to know before you get all high and famous, we knew you first. Amen. We had you first. You still belong to us. Just amen. Don't get it twisted. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. The whoever. God has no respect of person. Whoever believeth on him, continues to believe in his man, they shall not perish, but they shall have everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. That's the only name out of which men can be saved.
Amen.
You can't be saved by any other name except our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
That's it. Nobody else can do what our God does. No one else has anywhere to put you. Nobody else can save you but our
Amen.
I'm going to pray for these children. I need you all to hold hands just briefly. Y'all, I'm going to have you let go in a little bit, but because I know how they are about holding hands. Right. Y'all get all weird. Amen. So we're going to try to make this quick. Amen. Sibiela Kosavian Hoshani. Fabalo Oshami Hamiyakamosayan. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let your spirit reign. In the name of Jesus, for you are worthy of all praise. In the name of Jesus, you are worthy of all praise. I bless you because there is none like you. Father, I honor your presence in these young people. I honor your word in these young people. I honor your presence. I honor your light.
Thank you, Lord.
I honor your blessings in these young people.
Hallelujah.
Father, we're asking that you would heal their atmosphere, that you would calm the waters, that you would give them peace on their journey.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
No matter the struggle, no matter the hills that must be climbed, no matter what they're going through, give them peace in their minds and in their hearts. So that they will fight the good fight. So that they will stay focused unto you. That they will be everything that you called and created them to be. Even though we're not able to physically be where they are all the time, you are able to actually be where they are all the time. Remind them of who they are. Remind them that there is a light shining through them, in them, that the world can see. Forgive them of any sin and unrighteousness that may have found its way into their atmosphere. Let your perfect will be done. Let your strength, like kiss show, fight the battles, help them in their endeavors to live the life that you have ordained them to live.
Yes.
Let your word live in their hearts and in their minds.
Yes.
That they will be everything that you have called and created them to be.
Yes.
I need you to let those hands go and then raise your hands up to God. I need you to repeat after me, Father God.
Father God.
Come on, children. I know y'all go louder than that. Father God.
Father God.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Here I am.
Here I am.
Your vessel.
Your vessel.
The one you created.
The one you created.
Heal my heart.
Heal my heart.
Heal my mind.
Heal my mind.
Heal my understanding.
Heal my understanding.
And heal my atmosphere.
Heal my atmosphere.
So that I.
So that I.
Will be.
Will be.
All the things.
All the things.
That you have created me to be.
That you have created me to be.
And any sin.
Any sin.
Any unrighteousness.
Any unrighteousness.
Anything in my life.
Anything in my life.
That is not like you.
That is not like you.
You have my permission.
You have my permission.
To remove it.
To remove it.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And wash me.
And wash me.
And make me clean.
And make me clean.
In the name of the Father.
In the name of the Father.
In the name of the Son.
In the name of the Son.
In the name of the Holy Spirit.
In the name of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
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 Now turn around and hug whoever's been praying for you. Right behind you. Right behind you. Yes. It's a universal prayer. Amen. Can I get everybody to just come up here? Just children, old folks, teenagers, hobblers, whatever you got. Hello. If you got a couple of feet, if you could just point them in this direction, I would appreciate it mucho.
Mucho.
Amen. Anybody catch that?
Yeah.
Amen. I would appreciate it very much.
A lot. Yes.
A whole lot. Amen. Grande mucho.
Mucho.
A whole lot.
Yeah.
Amen. Dory, how you doing? I got sick. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Can I get my little brothers up here? Amen. Oh. Okay. Y'all, some of y'all can come up here like Benjamin and Samuel. Amen. Y'all scared? Step up. There you go. Amen. Nice to see you here. Amen. Can I have y'all, everybody touching somebody? There's some people missing. Now, Mama, who else is on my list? Can we get out?
We've got Seven World.
That's
the address.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. The Gilmore family?
Yeah.
Gilmore Lyons family?
Yeah.
Who's that? We get her. We did that.
Okay, and I got your list.
Amen.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh yeah, where she go? I see it. Can I say just before we called everybody up?
Amen.
I saw like a SUN light coming this way. Mm-hmm. Here. And I thought my eyes were open. But I think they were closed. But I saw the sun. The life giver.
Thank you.
Whoever's out there coming, you're right on time.
Thank you, Lord.
I miss my brother. Amen. You're right on time.
Amen.
Amen. And I saw the sun peeping through the door.
Hallelujah.
And I said, oh, the sun is really shining through here. But then when I open my eyes, I'm like, oh, that's not the same sun that I. Anyway, I had asked the Lord because I was listening to Mary Catherine, her testimony, and she was saying about the angels that are here and there, and I've seen angels before. But I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, if what she said is true, that there are angels. And there are angels in here because there are scribe angels that are writing all of our thoughts, you know, and then there are angels that are whispering and speaking, and there are angels that certain. I said, Lord, I would like to actually see one of them.
Amen.
If you think I can handle it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would like to see one of the angels that are standing outside this building. I would like to see a couple of the angels that are whispering and that are writing down our thoughts. You know, how you receive prayer, the reason that you came, you know, the purpose, your need. There are angels writing down every single thought that runs through your mind, no matter where you are. And if you don't, and if those thoughts don't line up with what God has for your life, and you don't repent and give yourself to God, you are responsible for every thought. I don't want to be responsible for every thought I've ever thought. Please, I need to stay under the blood. So I'm not responsible, so I don't have to answer about all those things. And that's just the stuff that goes through my head. I'm not even talking about the stuff that I did or the stuff that I should have did that I didn't do. I don't want to be responsible for any of that, because it was bad to me. I know it was bad to God. Y'all follow me?
Yes.
And so I need to stay under the waterfall of blood. Yes. I need it on me all the time.
Yes.
Because I don't know when my last breath is, and I need my last breath to be a good one.
Yes.
Amen.
I need to make sure that I'm standing in the right place. So when my time is, I'm ready.
Amen.
And so I asked the Lord, I said, I would like to, and I've been asking him for a couple weeks. And so if he ever shows me the dynamics of what I'm asking for, if he allows me, I will share.
Yes.
I would really like to see him. Maybe you've already seen him. Maybe the Lord has already shown you. You know, I've seen his presence enter the room. This room. I've seen angels at a glance standing in different positions in this building. But I want to see a little deeper. Is that okay? Some people don't want to see deeper. I'm deep enough, Lord. I'm good enough. Because the more you know, the more you're responsible for, right?
Yes.
And a lot of us don't want to be responsible for no more.
Right.
Amen. I want to see a little deeper.
Yeah.
I want to see a little bit more.
Amen.
Amen.
But that's all of this is real. This is a prayer for everybody who's watching. Everybody who's praying. In the name of Jesus. Everyone that holding on to God. Everyone that trusts that he is who he said he is. Everyone that believes that God will do what he said he'll do. Everyone that believes that God will fight their battles. Everyone that whose hope is in Christ. That's who I'm praying for, wherever you are.
Yes, Lord.
In this room,
yes, Lord.
Anywhere on this planet.
Yes, Lord.
That's who I'm praying for now. And if I can get you that are listening now, whether it's today or a month from today, in the room, just stretch your hand this way. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you for all things. We give you praise and we magnify you.
Hallelujah.
I thank you for my brother that is now doing what I desire to do one day. It's my desire to be doing what they're doing right now. I heard once that they're not waiting for us, but they are expecting us. They're not at the door waiting. I wonder how they're going to make it. I wonder. But they're like, oh yes, I've been waiting on you. I've been expecting you. I'll see you in a minute.
Amen.
I'm a little busy right now, but I got you. I'll see you in a minute. Me and Moses was in the middle of this conversation, and I want to finish it before I forget. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Tell me, you tell me that don't sound good to you.
Mm.
Me and the Lord were sharing some watermelon, and get rid of this seed, and I'll be over there in a minute.
Amen.
I ain't no fun. Father, every stretched out hand, every elevated mind, every open heart,
yes, Lord,
every will that has turned itself over to you.
Amen.
We're praying deliverance, healing, blessing, provisions, that they will overcome. God, that you would enter into their environment, enter into their situation,
yes,
and complete the deliverance,
yes,
complete the healing, complete the renovation of the temple that they are in.
Yes.
That your perfect will be done.
Yes.
Let it be so from this moment on.
Yes.
From the sound of our voice. Forgiven of all sin and unrighteousness.
Yes.
Pressing toward the mark of the high calling, which is Christ,
yes,
Jesus,
yes,
our Lord.
Yes.
In the name of the Father, and in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
All right. Are we going to have some communion?
Amen.
What time is it? This first Sunday of the first year of
10:31.
It's 10:31? I think we can do a communion right quick. I'm speaking. Why y'all singing? Somebody can be born.
We got Jesus. That's our communion.
Thank you. I think it's important that we do this.
Amen.
Amen. For every, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death.